sounds and images that are getting more and more familiar from many areas. Shattered windows in shops, broken shutters on businesses, and people with their faces covered running away, arms full of stolen goods. Louise Johnson runs a hairdresser's in Wolverhampton and had to stand in front of it all last night.
I said, you're smashing up my place and tell me not to swear. And I said, if you want to smash somewhere up, if you're fighting with the government, you haven't touched any of the government buildings, you're doing the small businesses who are struggling as it is.
Vigilante groups have been out on patrol to try and protect their areas. Matt Schooley spent the night walking Enfield's streets.
We acted decently, responsibly. We got cheered on by other pedestrians, other local people, and the police cheered us on as well, and the fire station, everybody did.
The operation to identify offenders goes on, with the courts sitting through the night processing those charged so far. The Prime Minister is promising to track down those responsible.
Picture by picture, these criminals are being identified and arrested, and we will not let any phony concerns about human rights get in the way of the publication of these pictures and the arrest of these individuals.
David Cameron also says plans are in place for water cannon to be available at 24 hours' notice. Meanwhile, it's also been confirmed that Scottish police officers are being deployed to the Midlands and the north of England and will travel down today.